I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another episode of Muslim Lady. You are catching us from IRIB English Radio. And let me just take this opportunity to let you guys know, share this interesting piece of information with you, that this show is the only show of its kind on this network, on this frequency. And interestingly enough, I don't know if I've talked about this before in our previous episodes, like the cast and crew of Muslim Lady are basically all Muslim ladies, whether it's the producer, whether it's the sound engineer, whether it's our expert, whether it's the host, we're all women. We're all just getting together and, you know, trying to have an input, inshallah, a positive input, and discuss matters that relate to today's Muslim lady, and to help each other figure out the best way to live our lives under this title, and inshallah ta'ala contribute to our society and help improve the lives of ourselves and our lovely listeners. And of course, our shows currently are special programs on the occasion of the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And so our topics of discussion are basically rotating on that theme. So, salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum as-salam. How are you?
I'm well, Sister Radia. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm Radia Shamili. I'm a researcher in the field of women and family. I actually studied Islamic studies in the Az-Zahra University, or Jamaat Az-Zahra, as they say. It's a seminary for women in Qom. I've done my PhD in the field of Islamic studies, and my PhD dissertation has to do with comparative analysis between some of the topics in the realm of family and women in Shiite Islam and Catholicism. And for the past 10 years, I've been doing research in the field of women and family. I'm here with you today.
Thank you so very much for joining us. We're going to basically try to take a trip back in time and go back during those days that the Islamic Revolution of Iran was taking place and it was occurring. Obviously, the country was going through a lot of turbulence and unrest because of obvious reason. The Shah had just left the country, and his cabin and the people in his court, and they were being prosecuted and trialed, and people wanted their rights back.
You're talking about Reza Shah?
Yeah, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, the Shah, the last Shah of Iran.
So you're talking almost about the decade of 1970s.
Yeah, exactly.
Near the victory of the Islamic Revolution.
And then people were awaiting the return of their leader, Imam Khomeini, radhwanallahu alayh. And so we can basically get a gist of how it was, you know, like every other country going through a revolution. And I have to say ours was a very, I wouldn't say subtle, because it was one of the most influential revolutions in history, but it was safe in terms of there wasn't much slaughter that happened, and people weren't against each other and they weren't at each other's throats, or there wasn't a civil sort of stir going along among the people themselves. If it was anything, it was with the government and the people, which had already stopped because the Shah had left. During this time, we come across many characters that were basically indicators during the revolution. They had this pivotal role that shaped the Islamic revolution of Iran. And, well, there's Imam Khomeini, of course. There is his close group of friends and companions. They were scholars. Most of them were martyred a while after that. There were the people who devoted themselves, professors and educated people who were more aware. And
university students.
Exactly. Also acted very close to Imam Khomeini. And then there were like...
Lay people.
Yeah. The normal people, you know? The masses, the populace, the Iranian nation. And then you come across this really interesting quote from Imam Khomeini from that time in history. And...
Which quote?
Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah Alayh says that if it wasn't for you women, your men would never have the courage to pour to the streets and form the revolution as it happened.
Right.
And we are indebted to you.
Right.
That, I think, is a huge statement.
Right.
What did they do, though?
Well, there are a lot of documentaries and films made by the Islamic Republic of Iran regarding the events prior to the departure of Mohammad Reza Shah from Iran and after his departure, and how different people contributed to the success of the revolution. But I was reading through a statement by our current leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, a couple of days ago, where he said that we were in Mashhad a while back during the revolution, and there was going to be a demonstration, but the men, like, they were hesitant in, you know, starting the demonstration. And it was the women who initiated going to the streets, and they were the ones who started the demonstration. And then after them,
the men followed.
The men followed. So here you see the courage, exemplary courage of Muslim women.
In the new series of this program, Muslim Lady, we listen to Sister Zainab and Sister Razia, who speak on the position and the role of the women in the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
This courage that was given to women, it wasn't something new. Women had this courage even at the time of Mashruta, the time of the constitutional stage where people, they were fighting for a parliament. They were fighting to have representatives in the government. And, you know, they were against having a monarchy, like a royal system. Even in that time, the Iranian women, whether the lay people or even the women in the court of the king. Like, I remember one story about the ban on tobacco, and the king asked the most famous lady of his court to bring him the pipeline, and she refused. She said, because the marja, the leader,
scholar.
The scholar, the religious scholar of their time had banned tobacco. So in accordance, in following the orders of the highest Islamic ruler of their time, she refused to bring the king what he demanded. And she said, this is haram. Illegal for you to consume. And he said, who has said so? She said, the same person who has made me halal for you, who has made me permittable for you, I mean, the marja, or I'm the religious scholar. If you take your steps further back and back into the history of Islam, you see that it's the spirit of Islam, it's the spirit of the teachings of Islam that gives women this feeling of courage.
Which is a very interesting thing to point out, because often enough, Muslim women are depicted as oppressed, and having their rights trampled on.
Passive, just at home.
Exactly. As like a second creature, a secondary creature. And that they're very underappreciated. They don't have rights. They don't have a voice. But to look at it from this perspective, which is the realistic perspective, that not only does a Muslim woman have a very sturdy position in her existence, but Islam comes along and gives her additional rights as well that no one ever considered through history. Mm-hmm. And I think this would be a very important thing for us to discuss also, that perhaps later on the show, after we've finished adding all the points that we find necessary to what we're talking about now, that what did the women of the Iranian society gain after the Islamic Revolution?
Mm-hmm.
What points, what bonuses, what advantages, what rights did that bring about for them?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so overlooked, you know? And people are constantly saying that, oh, the Islamic Revolution of Iran came around and it forced a hijab on their women.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're so oppressed.
Allah, Allah, subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah, Allah, Allah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah. Oh, ya Allah, subhanallah, Allah.
You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en. If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir.
Well, I still have more questions on the previous topic, so let's finish off with that and then we're going to move forward. So going back in history again, I'm still in that atmosphere.
The courage of women, you know, it's been making me, I've been thinking about this topic myself, that the theme or the issue, the concept of courage for women is something which is not so favorable as a quality, as a female quality in women. But in certain political, I can say, stages of the history, in the golden pages of history of Islam, we see women presenting or exhibiting or demonstrating the quality of courage. And the question that I had in mind that made me think was, this is exactly what the feminists are saying. They've been saying for many decades that women should have courage. Now, the courage, the quality of courage that Shiite Islam favors is totally different from the courage that is favored or approved or supported,
defined
in the feministic ideology. This courage in the Islamic ideology is a courage that is combined with modesty, that is combined with high human values. And this is what distinguishes the Islamic concept of courage from the Western or feministic idea of courage.
More of that on the next episode of Muslim Lady here on IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.